This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Conducting international diplomacy against a backdrop of intensifying investigations here at home. Joining us now to discuss both, Republican Senator John McCain. Senator, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Chris.
So what do you think of the president's trip so far? And do you think that realistically he can get Muslim leaders to drop their support for extremism?
I think his trip so far has been excellent. I think that the Sunni Arab world, and particularly our traditional friends there, are encouraged because of the very strained, if not estranged, relations between the previous administration. And so I think it's successful. I think it's important. There's no doubt that if we're going to impede the Iranians' continued efforts to exert a certainly significant strength in the region, that this is an important step forward.
You wrote an article in the New York Times recently in which you said that the U.S. must always stand up for human rights and not abandon oppressed people around the world. Given that, what do you think of the decision? And you heard Secretary Tillerson defend it a few moments ago, not to discuss human rights publicly on this trip.
My enduring hero and inspiration is a guy named Ronald Reagan. At the height of the Cold War, when people were talking about realpolitik, when we were talking about all these new names they gave for accommodation with the then Soviet Union, Ronald Reagan stood for people. He went to the Berlin Wall and said, take down this wall. He wasn't talking about just the wall. He was talking about the wall that existed between freedom and oppression. When he spoke for Nathan Sharansky, one of the great human rights person in history, he always had human rights as a fundamental belief that we would eventually prevail over the totalitarian regime.
But this president and his team seem to think that that's going to get in the way of practical progress.
I've heard that for years, and you have heard it for years. We've got to be practical. Look, America is the unique nation in history, with all of our errors and failings and mistakes that we have made, and God knows there's been lots of them, that we have stood up for people. That, do you think, would this administration speak up for Nathan Sharansky, do you think? I don't think so, but so we have to, and they say, well, will we talk about it quietly?
Well, but let's stop it right there, Scott. I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, Senator McCain, in certain areas, I mean, I just have to respectfully disagree. I mean, for him to make that statement, would this administration, I think that's an unfair characterization, but that's okay. It's just that's his perception of it. And he uses Reagan. A lot of people use Reagan in the hindsight. But I guess in the windshield of the bus there, if you remember, there was contention with Reagan. So history has been very kind and has opened our eyes to the process of this. I am not suggesting that Donald Trump is Ronald Reagan by no means, but I think he's definitely a lot closer to Ronald Reagan than one Barack Obama, and I think he brings it, although some will agree, and I agree with you, that it is rough, but nonetheless, it takes time. You know, give this president a chance. Give him some time. He hasn't even been there 120 days, and we want to characterize what President Trump will be like. I mean, history is still being written. The ink is still rather wet here, so let it take form. But I'm encouraged by what I am seeing personally in this trip and what's happening. And again, being reported, as we mentioned earlier with breaking news, that Donald Trump placed a note in the Western Wall on Monday, becoming the first sitting U.S. president to visit one of Judaism's holiest sites there at the Western Wall. And having been there myself last year, I can tell you this will be something that President Trump we'll never forget. And the fact that he did place a note in the wall is really special as well. We've got more. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Keep our eyes on the goal, ladies and gentlemen, lest we forget. Welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you, by the way, for the emails. We love to hear from you. And I know some of you are, at times, I can tell from the emails that you may be a bit reticent to express your opinion. Lay it on me. Let me have it, okay? It's okay. I love to hear from you, and I appreciate your insight. I think when you just sit there and brew on something, that's unfair, you know? This is a show that is for you, and we want to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. So thank you for your comments, Bill, at BillMartinezLive.com. Ryan Gerdusky is with us right now, columnist for Red Alert Politics, born and raised in New York. He's been politically active since his teens, worked on many campaigns, including Congressman Bob Turner, Mayor Michael Bloomberg, and for Liberty for All Super PAC supporting Congressman Thomas Massey. Ryan, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I want to talk about this Harvest study that you wrote about, that the media is biased against Trump.
Yeah, so Harvard did a study on, it was released on Thursday, I believe, and it showed that 80%, first of all, that Trump is covered by the media three times the amount of a normal president. Mm-hmm. Almost 40% of the news coverage is entirely about Donald Trump, which is obscenely high. Not politics in general, but just about Donald Trump. And 80% of it's negative, that the media is unrelentingly negative about Donald Trump. That's the highest negatives in history among any president. As you know, there's an obscene amount of fake news being spread about this president that isn't true by the mainstream media. Right. And I think that's what's really affecting the president's ability to push his agenda.
Yeah. Well, they're in love with hating him, aren't they? That's really what it is. I mean, they know that he's a ratings juggernaut. I mean, look what's happening. MSNBC, their ratings have been climbing as they've continued, to bang away at the hatred. CNN is hoping that this will give them some way as the contention continues to rival up. But, you know, that just seems to be part of our humanity. We love a fight, don't we?
Right, but also I think it goes to a deeper thing, which is the fact that Trump proved them all wrong. Mm-hmm. And this is a group of people, a lot of them that have been doing politics since their teens, that they believe that they knew everything inside and out, that they were infallible on this issue. Mm-hmm. And they were all proven wrong. They were all proven that they were smug elitists who were totally out of touch. And rather than sit there and analyze how they were incorrect, they decided to sit there and shun the person who proved them incorrect. I always make this analogy. Imagine being an Orthodox Jewish rabbi and then seeing Jesus rise from the dead and realize everything you believe is incorrect.
Exactly.
It's an impossible thing for most people to deal with, including most Republicans. I believe that they are absolutely in refusing to sit there and push the Trump agenda because they can't believe that this is what the country actually voted for. So they're fighting against it tooth and nail. And it is, it's very disappointing. You know, just yesterday, and I have an article about this coming out on Red Alert Politics in a few minutes. Just yesterday, the president was in Saudi Arabia and, the Saudi Arabian leaders and the leaders of the United Emirates, they donated $100 million to a UN fund created, that was created by the World Bank and inspired by Ivanka Trump. Now, Ivanka has nothing to do with it. She doesn't work for it. She doesn't get money for it. She doesn't run it. It was just inspired by a speech she gave.
Right.
Well, the people from CNN, Huffington Post, Anna Navarro, that hypocrite and liar, sat there and went online and started spreading fake news that the Ivanka Foundation is what they were calling it, was getting funds just like the Clinton Foundation got funds.
Unbelievable.
It is totally illogical, intellectually dishonest, fake news. These people should be driven out of the media. You know, this is if it were any other business and you had to make a profit, you couldn't just sit there and espouse, you know, your beliefs day in and day out and get a paycheck for it. They would be driven out of the media 100%, and they should absolutely be completely ashamed of themselves.
Ryan, I agree with you 100%. We've been saying this for quite a while. Unlike any other business, it seems like, I don't want to call them journalists, but some of these reporters, you know, continue to live another day because what people are confusing here is in this information age in which we live in, which has opened the door to fake news, by the way, is that there is not a clean divide between opinion and news reporting. And
right.
the people are paying a big price for it. Historically, we will pay a big price for it because the number one job of journalism and these publications is to document history, not to make stuff up for entertainment, not to connect eyeballs so they can, you know, say I've got so many followers and all this other stuff. But, you know, because this has become a big business. Fake news has become the new business here in this 21st century of ours.
Right. And there are some fabulous journalists, and it's not to deem the entire business. Jen Jacobs from Bloomberg is an amazing journalist. I follow her every word, you know, on end. She's a brilliant, and it's just the news. It's just reporting history. She actually is in, I believe, Israel with the president right now. And she's a fabulous journalist, completely honest. There's no bias. There's no spin. She's just reporting what's happening, and I can sit there and interpret that, you know, as good or bad.
Right.
But other people, Dave Weigel was fired from his last job. Dave Weigel of the Washington Post was fired for his last job after it was leaked email that he was saying that people like Matt Drudge should be lit on fire and that Ron Paul should be in an insane asylum. Well, if those are your opinions, how are you covering the news fairly?
Exactly.
How are you giving your opinion on everything fairly? And he was fired from his last job, and the Washington Post hired him. I have no idea why. Why is he a professional journalist? Mm. Why is he hired? The problem with a lot of these journalists nowadays is that on Twitter, they show their bias. If I go on Twitter and I see CNN Errol Lewis spinning conspiracy theories, which is what he often does on Twitter, how am I going to take CNN seriously? How am I going to take a company that employs conspiracy theorists seriously? That's
exactly.
A lot of the reason. Yeah, that's a lot of the reason that Fox News had to distance themselves with Louise Minch, that insane woman who keeps announcing that there's a conspiracy theory with Russia.
Yes. Well, you know, and this is the thing, Ryan, you know, in some areas of business, if you're that far off, you don't have a voice any longer. Some have been marginalized and set aside, but I think there needs to be a, you know, as Trump has stated, a draining of the swamp. But we need, you know, as consumers, need to understand and set up our filters in such a way to know the history of some of these so-called journalists and these fake news pundits to ignore them. And we'll let the market deal with them and flush them out. But we need to be on guard on this fake news. Ryan Gerdusky, thank you so much for being with us. All the best
to
you, okay? Thank you. Just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
And when I die, and when I'm gone, there'll be one child born in this world. Carry on, carry on. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun.
You've treated me so kind. I'm about to lose.
Welcome back, America. It's always great to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com or drop us an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. I know you've been waiting for this. I mentioned it yesterday that David Gelis is going to be with us. Blood, Sweat, and Tears. You remember all that great music? And When I Die, Spinning Wheel, You Make Me So Very Happy, all that great music. Well, he was the lead guitarist of Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And he's going to be sharing his story and reveal how hearing loss has affected his life. And Eric Banda, who is an audiologist, is with us as well to give us the facts to make sure that we're not throwing out any fake news there, because we don't have any fake news, especially when we're talking about hearing, because May is Better Speech and Hearing Month. You know, along with the dog days of summer come the common sounds of the season, outdoor rock concerts, festivals, and sporting events. You can throw in a pair of earbuds, and over time, studies show that the noises of today can be a recipe for hearing damage. According to the Centers for Disease Control, 40 million American adults have lost some of their hearing because of noise. Half of them suffered damage from everyday exposure to leaf blowers, sirens, rock concerts, and other loud sounds. Can you imagine? Just little things like that are around us every day that can be doing some damage to our ears. David Gelis, welcome to Bill Martinez and Dr. Eric Banda. Good to have you both with us. How you doing?
Good morning, Bill. Good morning.
Hey, David, let me ask you first, how has hearing loss affected your life?
Well, as you said, Bill, you know, I'm a baby boomer, born in the early 50s, and grew up at a time with the kind of the dawn of loud rock music, and before I did it professionally, I was subjecting myself to some pretty healthy decibel levels, and then subsequent to that, a lifetime of playing in rock bands, there has been a consequence, absolutely, and not to state the obvious, but I find myself, or I had found myself before I got some help for this, saying what? Quite a bit. And not just frequently, but repeatedly, over and over. And there came a point that a time where I just realized that people are getting this and I'm not getting it. Mm. My TV was way louder than it probably needed to be. And maybe for me personally, more importantly, because I'm a musician, music began to sound very dull, and there came a point I knew something was wrong.
Yeah, I can imagine. You know, you're used to hitting certain notes and hearing them as crisp as they were, and suddenly they're a bit muted. That had to be increasingly disconcerting for you.
Absolutely. It seemed at a certain point that the treble controls weren't working on my stereos. Even I'd go to my car or in the house, and it was the same problem everywhere. I could turn them up, turn them down. I could not hear the difference. And certain sounds like tambourines and cymbals and sibilant vocal sounds like the letter S, I couldn't get them anymore, and I didn't know what to do, and it dawned on me at a certain point, I should go get my hearing tested.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Banda, let's talk about some of the factors that cause hearing loss.
Yeah, there are actually many things that can contribute or cause hearing loss, different health conditions, things like injury as well. But two of the most common ones are going to be age-related hearing loss, so just as we get older, having a decline in our hearing with age, and as talked about already, exposure to loud sounds and loud noises. And it's these two, the aging and the loud noises. What starts to be noticed with hearing loss is not that everything's getting quiet. Some sounds are there, but some of those other sounds that are important for intelligibility, those high-frequency sounds like the S's and T's, those start to get a little softer. So what's happening is you start to hear people talk like they're mumbling more and not sounding as articulate, and that's usually a cue that there's something starting to happen with the hearing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, David, you know, for you, what did you decide to do to solve this problem?
Well, you know, this is a gradual process, so you don't notice it overnight. But when I finally went and had a hearing exam, the doctor said, "Do you work in a machine shop?" And I kind of laughed at myself because in a way I do, but, you know, the forces are the same, but the source is different. But when I got some help for this and got some hearing aids, all of a sudden I can hear the television set. Environmental sounds like, you know, birds chirping and just the environment around you, the sound of running water. Wow. It reminded me, I used to hear this stuff. And now I got it back again, and it came back overnight, in a second, when I put these things in. I honestly could hardly believe it. It reminded me of when I first put on a pair of glasses when I was about 13, and my vision had deteriorated enough so that it was like a bad bang moment. Wow. Holy moly.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think of, and you would remember this, remember Neil Diamond's Beautiful Noise, right?
Yeah. The double-edged sword.
Yeah, exactly. And that must have been amazing for you, as you say. Suddenly, it was like the layers were pulled back.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Dr. Banda, you know, we hear about tinnitus these days. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so tinnitus or tinnitus, both pronunciations are okay. Mm-hmm. And that's when somebody hears typically a ringing in their ears. And it's not something caused by an external sound, but it's actually an internally generated sound. It can be a ringing or a buzzing or a multitude of other perceptions of the sound. And it can be very acute, so it's very quick on and off, or it might be there for some people lasting a long time. Often associated with different medications or foods, different health conditions, or exposure to loud sounds.
Well, Dr. Banner, we're going to stay with you for this question, too, because this is relates to that. How about some tips on how to prevent tinnitus and hearing loss?
So many of these things are not so easy to prevent. Aging, can't really prevent that. Different injuries and such, we can't always prevent. But the exposure to loud sounds is something that we can easily take control of. Hearing protection, hearing protection, hearing protection. If you go with kind of the rule of thumb that if, you know, I have to shout to be heard, it's probably too loud, and that's when you should consider some type of hearing protection, earplugs, earphones to cover your ears, just to protect against those sounds.
Well, David, what advice would you give people who are dealing with newly diagnosed hearing loss?
Well, I would say this. Don't ignore this. I know that some people may feel that there's a stigma to needing an assistive device, yet nobody seems to feel that way about glasses, so I would say that this will have an impact on your personal and professional life that you may not anticipate. It puts you back in the game. It gives you things that you've been missing for years and will remind you of what you used to have. You'll experience, you know, like if you smell or taste something that the last time you had that experience was when you were a kid. It brings back a sensory perception that is hard to describe. In summation, I would just say it puts you back on top of your game. You would never look back.
Well, Dave, I know our audience wants to hear an update as to what's been going on with you musically. What are you up to now that you got your hearing back?
I'm working. I go out on the road with the band from time to time when they need me. I do not do it day to day anymore, but I work locally and pursuing things at home that I waited a long time to get to.
Well, great. Well, congratulations. I'm glad your hearing is back, and we wish you only the best. Dr. Brandt, as we wrap this up, let's talk about some of the technology advances and where our listeners can go for more information.
A lot of things we've been doing to improve with hearing technology. Key things we look at are audibility and comfort in listening. So audibility, trying to help those sounds that we're losing, make them more audible for intelligibility in quiet situations, as well as noise. Background noise is a distractor, so we actually have technology that can help someone with different degrees of hearing loss and different noise hear better than someone with normal hearing. And then we want to take some of the effort and challenge away from listening, so we have algorithms to make it more comfortable to listen. And then cosmetically, always trying to make them smaller and more discreet, looking at things like usability, being able to recharge hearing aids, and also wireless connectivity. You can find out more about these technologies at signiausa.com.
Well, Dr. Brandon, an audiologist, director of product management for Savantos, Inc., specializes in bringing new product innovations to the market. Dr. Eric Brandon, thank you so much for being with us. And Dave Gellis, who's been playing lead guitar for Blood, Sweat, and Tears since 1985. Many of the hit songs I've played over the years for millions of people across this country. And during several hiatuses, he's toured and or recorded with Meatloaf, Stanley Clark, Chuck Negron, Three Dog Night, Phoebe Stowe, and many others. Guys, thank you so much for being with us. Great stuff. Great information.
From CBN Documentaries comes a new film, In Our Hands, The Battle for Jerusalem, the extraordinary true story of the Six-Day War.
Our goal is here, to wipe Israel off the map.
For 6 days in 1967, surrounded by enemies on all sides, Israel stood alone.
The time has come.
And changed history.
To begin a battle of annihilation.
In Our Hands, The Battle for Jerusalem. In select movie theaters for a special one-night event, Tuesday, May 23rd. For theaters and tickets, go to InOurHands1967.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Chirakuri, a board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. Every day, I see many patients whose lives would be enriched by hearing aids, but who simply cannot afford the thousands of dollars needed to pay for them. I made it my mission to find a way to manufacture medical-grade, affordable hearing aids. Working with other doctors and audiologists, I developed the MD Hearing Aid Air, which costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids.
See how the MD Hearing Aid Air can help you once again enjoy conversations, even in noisy places. Call 1-800-4-
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Joining us now is Susan Michael, the director of the International Christian Embassy in Jerusalem. Susan, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Well, thank you. It's great to be with you again, Bill.
Well, always good to have you on with us. I wanted to get your perspective on, you know, Trump stopped now in Israel. He is the first standing president ever to go to the Western Wall, much less pray at the Western Wall, much less leave a note in the wall like many of us who have gone to the Western Wall do.
Well, I tell you, I'm cautiously optimistic.
I'm right with you, yes.
I'm very grateful he's gone to Israel so early in his administration. I'm very grateful for his positive outlook towards Israel and his good relationship with Netanyahu. But I'm reading the news just as you are, cautiously looking to see where exactly this is going.
Well, Susan, you along with 60 Christian leaders signed a letter delivered to President Trump calling on the administration to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Of course, this was one of the final promises he made on his campaign.
Yes, he promised to do this. And the longer he's in office, the more he's backing away from the promise. So we just wanted to remind him of that promise and let him know that there are millions and millions of people that voted for him. And this was one of the issues they voted on, and they want to see him fulfill that promise.
Well, I mean, he's got his hands full. There's no doubt about it with, you know, this solution with Palestine. You and I both know that Abbas and the Palestinians have not been forthright in presenting their case, in continuing to reward terrorists who have killed Israelis. Interestingly enough, something like $300 million a year, I believe, is doled out by the Palestinians to people who have, you know, to their families, those that they recognize as heroes or families of heroes who have died in the service of killing Israelis. And interestingly enough, 300,000 are 300, is it 300,000? 300 million is what we give to the Palestinians as well, right?
Yes. And it's time that we put strings attached to that money and tell them that if they want to continue getting it, they've got to stop the incitement. They need to clean up their textbooks in the schools and get rid of the Jew hatred. They need to clean up the government-sponsored media. And they need to stop paying this money to the families of terrorists that you're talking about.
Exactly.
And they even go beyond that, and they're naming streets and public squares after these terrorists. And that just has to stop, or there will never be peace.
It just doesn't make sense. I mean, how can you possibly come to the negotiating table when you have had a long history? And what many Americans do not understand is that this has been a generational indoctrination that has taken place. As you say, school books. But even then, you've got kids that are 4 and 5 year olds. You know, Susan, I viewed a video of these little kids. It was like a graduation class that was going on, and they were dressed up as little jihadis and acting out killing Jews. But, I mean, that says something about their culture and says something about, I mean, call me skeptical, but I think this is very difficult when you have young kids as early as 4 and 5 years old, and this wasn't something that just happened once and only has been happening recently. This has been going on for, you know, for decades. How do you combat that?
Yeah, it's atrocious. And, you know, I think money speaks. And I think we use our money and we tell a boss that they just have to stop this. And, you know, it is the only way there will ever be peace is to stop this. And it's going to take a generation. So you're mm-hmm. talking about a number of years before we'll see the effects of this. But he has to prepare his people for peace. He's got to teach them about peace. He's got to tell them the truth about how their lives will be improved if they live in peace with Israel. And how that the Arabs inside Israel have it so well, and they could have it well, too, if they live in peace with Israel. And it's a complete change of rhetoric that has to take place. And that is the only way there'll be real peace. Otherwise, he's preparing his people to replace him with Hamas.
Exactly.
And that's the real danger here.
Well, Susan, to your point here, there is empirical evidence. You already have Palestinians living within, you know, the borders, boundaries of Israel. They're safe. They love it. If you talk to them off the record, they're happy to be governed by Israel. Not a problem whatsoever. But yet in public, they dare not say anything that supports Israel. If they do, they could be cast out, you know, in some cases murdered for their speech.
Yes. There is an exception to that, though, and these are the Israeli Arabs. So these are Arabs that are full Israeli citizens mm-hmm. and have grown up in Israel. And some of them, a number of them, are speaking out very forcefully saying that they love Israel, they love their freedoms there, and that they support the state. So they are able to speak out. The Palestinians, like in East Jerusalem, mm-hmm. They're speaking out in polls. So a recent poll actually showed that over half of the Arabs of East Jerusalem prefer remaining under Israeli sovereignty. And a number of them said they'd actually move to Jewish neighborhoods to stay under Israeli government if they had to. So they've given the opportunity for an anonymous poll. They're speaking out, mm-hmm. and they see the clear difference.
Well, Susan, you know, to your point, I mean, this clearly goes against this two-state solution, doesn't it?
Well, it does. It shows that the Palestinian people are better off if they were under Israel or if their government actually had some kind of peaceful arrangement with Israel, with open doors and open borders and back and forth, then they would benefit greatly from that. But to just shut them off in a Palestinian state that hates Israel and continues this, no, they're no better off with that. It actually, they'll completely disintegrate, I think, as a society if we allow this to continue.
Well, I've got to say, Susan, that, and I understand the cautious optimism. I'm right with you, and I share that sentiment. But it is encouraging to see how this trip overseas has been going for this administration. Even the mainstream media has had a hard time putting a bad spin. They've tried to come up with things, even trying to rev up this controversy over, you know, moving and acknowledging Jerusalem as the capital city of Israel. But the way this president has been embraced in Saudi Arabia, the way he's been welcomed in Israel, the fact that he went to the Western Wall, because there was even some discussion that he may not go there because of the controversy and what, fallout there might be from that.
Listen, I think his detractors in the media are sitting there with their mouths hanging open in shock over what happened in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Who would have ever guessed that Donald Trump was going to go and meet with the leaders of 50 Muslim countries?
Yes, exactly.
And get their agreement to combat extremism. I mean, who would have thought? So his detractors back here in the media, they don't know what to do except start talking about Russia or some other thing just to distract us. Now he's in Israel, and yes, he went to the wall, and he's doing what he intended to do. I think our disappointment is that he's just not making that announcement to move the embassy to Jerusalem. I'm still hoping that he still has a few hours there to do it. But, there's very strong reasons why now is the time. Go ahead and move the embassy. Put the facts on the ground. It's only going to help the cause of peace. That's
exactly. I agree with you, Susan Michael. We'll continue to pray for courage for our president, okay, and safety as well. Susan Michael has been with us. Always good to have her with us, the director of International Christian Embassy Jerusalem. Thank you, Susan.
Documentaries comes a new film, In Our Hands, The Battle for Jerusalem, the extraordinary true story of the Six-Day War.
Our goal is clear, to wipe Israel off the map.
For 6 days in 1967, surrounded by enemies on all sides, Israel stood alone.
The time has come.
And changed history.
To begin a battle of annihilation.
In Our Hands, The Battle for Jerusalem. In select movie theaters for a special one-night event, Tuesday, May 23rd. For theaters and tickets, go to inourhands1967.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Chirakuri, a board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. Every day, I see many patients whose lives would be enriched by hearing aids, but who simply cannot afford the thousands of dollars needed to pay for them. I made it my mission to find a way to manufacture medical-grade, affordable hearing aids. Working with other doctors and audiologists, I developed the MD Hearing Aid Air, which costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids.
See how the MD Hearing Aid Air can help you once again enjoy conversations, even in noisy places. Call 1-800-416-1526 to speak with one of their trained specialists. Reconnect with your life with MD Hearing Aid's affordable quality hearing solutions at a fraction of the cost of custom hearing aids. Right now, take advantage of their exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-416-1526. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-416-1526.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, they always seem to try to get away. They just keep on trying, but hey, we're here keeping an eye on all those things that are good and right, that are profitable for us. Why not? Just about 14 before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Bob Walaszewski, Focus on the Family's director of media and culture, had to come back to work. This guy has more vacation than Barack Obama, man. What are you going to be running for president here now? What's going on?
That is a good line.
No, that's okay. Jim Daly didn't hear that, so it's okay.
Yeah. I think Barack still has me beat. I think, but we both go to a pretty cool place now and then. So
yeah, but I'll tell you, you'd love to have his travel expenses. Judicial Watch has been adding up the shekels. The amount of money, I mean, it's almost like America got a raise when, his term of office was over. I mean, the bazillions of dollars. I mean, amazing how much money on travel and people, well, he's the president of the United States. I go, yeah, well, you know, you guys are complaining about Trump coming down to Florida and Mar-a-Lago. But I don't know. I think he's got
to try Hawaii.
Yeah, exactly.
Try Hawaii with Air Force One and Air Force Two and their whole entourage and the whole Secret Service. Yeah, it's a bit pricey.
Yeah, and the mother-in-law and the kids' friends and everything, it just keeps on adding up. And, oh, yeah, in between, let's go to Africa, too. Why not? Just while we're on the plane. But nonetheless, you had some great fun. You got to Branson, Missouri. You got to a place where I've been trying to get to for the last year and a half, and especially to see an event that we're going to talk about here right now. Can we do that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
I had a chance to see Jonah on video. Now, there's Sight and Sound. I'll back it up a little bit. There's an organization called Sight and Sound that does Broadway caliber plays based on biblical stories. In fact, probably even better than Broadway. They both seat 2,000 people. One's in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and the other one's in Branson, Missouri. Well, they filmed the one in Lancaster, the Jonah. And
right.
It came out for a one-night Fathoms event a few weeks ago, and they sent me a copy. And I really didn't know anything about Sight and Sound. And when I thought I was watching a video of a on-stage play, I thought, this is probably going to be like a college-level drama play, maybe high school. It's going to be a little cheesy. I'm just going to ignore this thing totally. I won't watch it, and I won't talk about it. But I ended up, it was Easter weekend, while everyone was watching the Ten Commandments on ABC or The Passion of Christ on Up TV, my wife and I decided to go ahead and watch this Jonah show. Oh, my goodness. Were we incredibly impressed? I mean, you could even tell, though, we were watching it on a small screen in our living room, that being there would be absolutely phenomenal because we were blown away just watching the video version.
Video, right, exactly, exactly.
So I ended up writing a blog on it and just talking, hey, I like this. It's a One Night Fathoms event. Check it out. You're going to be blessed kind of thing. Well, Sight and Sound got a hold of that, and they said, hey, we'd like to have you come down to Branson and actually see one in person, and we'll pay your way. And I'm like, oh, how do you turn that down?
Yeah,
you
know? Really. Exactly.
And so I just had to figure out a time to get it together, and so my wife was able to join me as well. And we went down to see Moses this time.
Wow.
Now, Branson, Missouri, I find out, has 120 different shows down in that little Missouri town.
And
but
amazing.
The number one show out of 120 is Moses.
Really? It's the number one show there? I mean,
because
they got a lot of entertainment there, musical talent,
yeah.
And that. Wow, that's incredible.
No, they sold 600,000 tickets last year to their various shows.
Hmm.
And it was Moses last year, and it's going to be Moses this year, and then they're going to run Samson next year in March. So anyways, to make a long story a little shorter, being there in person, not only are you watching drama that's fabulous, the music was fabulous, there are live animals that are trained in the press, you have camels, you have horses, you have llamas, you have birds, you have a trained rat in a scene, and the parting of the Red Sea, where Moses parts the Red Sea, I mean, come on, hey, are we going to all have to use our imaginations to kind of say, okay, now let's pretend, no one's pretending here. When it happens and you get into that place in the play, you look around and go, wow, I feel like I'm in the middle of the
road. You almost get wet, huh?
You almost feel wet.
Yeah, right.
Anyways.
Exactly.
For folks who are vacationing in the Branson, Missouri area or Lancaster, Pennsylvania, definitely drop in and check that out. Very family friendly. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Or if you're just looking for a vacation destination, I would just say you might want to consider Branson. They say 8 million people come through Branson every year and make it the place to vacation. You can see they're very set up for vacationers.
Well, they've been inviting us there as well, and you know, it's been on our list, so we're going to have to take care of that sooner than later. Dean Sell, who's been on with us, he's the marketing director, and he's been the force behind this vision to take what they've been doing there in Branson and also in Lancaster and to put it on the big screen. They had the One Night Phantom event of Jonah, which was just phenomenally received, so much so that they're going to do an encore showing on June the 3rd. And with Jonah, were you impressed with when I saw the whale scene, the effects that they did with the whales, that was unbelievable, wasn't it?
I know. I felt like I was underwater.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. The fish that were swimming by, the whale itself, it was like, again, this is very, very professional. And in Moses, for instance, the burning bush, when we get to that scene, it really looks like this bush that they have is burning up, but not burning up. The parting of the Red Sea, as I said, when Moses throws down his staff and it becomes a snake. I mean, again, it's like, that looks like a real snake to me.
Exactly.
Sight
and Sound has done a great job, and both Bob and I endorse it. We encourage you to see this. And I agree with you, Bob. I think that, you know, this is the thing that encourages me as a believer, is the quality of production that's being put out there. And you know, as well as I do, years ago, it was almost embarrassing for Christians because the quality of production values just did not meet the standard of the King of Kings. But what's been turned out by, you know, Sherwood Productions, by the brothers there.
Urban Brothers.
Yeah, I mean, and it's just on top of it, the music, all venues that have countered the culture Well, I'll tell you, it is very impressive. And what Sight and Sound has done, what you tell me about Jonah, I have not seen Jonah. That's on my list now. I've got to get there to see Jonah, but not Jonah, but I'm talking about Moses, because I've seen Jonah. Yeah. I have not seen Moses. So I've got to see Moses. That's got to be a lot of fun. And I know that it's in typical form of what Sight and Sound, what they produce. So I'm looking forward to it. Good fun.
Yeah, I just can't recommend it enough. One last thing to say about it before we go on to talk about what's in the movies and how things did. The complex where they show is not only a 2,000-seat arena or venue in both places, but they cost $60 million to build. These are huge complexes with housing for animals, and it's the biggest stage. I think I heard that it's a bigger stage by far than anything on Broadway in New York City. I mean, exactly. The stage is that huge. So,
Terrific. Well, let's talk movies. Guardian of the Galaxy finally got upended, huh?
Yeah, Alien Covenant, not surprised. It beat it by about $1 million, made $36 million. Guardians of the Galaxy made another $35 million, bringing over $300 million. Alien Covenant is a film we gave a mere 1 out of 5 for family friendliness, you might imagine. This is the 8th Alien film, so you kind of get, you know what you're going to get. It's always human against aliens. It's going to be extremely gory, and they're going to show a lot. That was definitely the case. Want to move down to the number 6th film at the box office, King Arthur, Legend of the Sword. Just a little bit about that. We didn't get a chance to talk last week because I was on this trip to Branson. But I did want to say, for those who have been thinking about it, just haven't gotten to it, in my opinion, it was not a very good film, even creatively, certainly from a family perspective, it wasn't as well. What was a surprise for me is how much of a monster movie this one turned out to be. You've got this gigantic, menacing snake. I mean, like as wide as a fire truck. You've got this demon creature that Arthur has to fight, and it's like, oh, that's really pleasant. Mm. So it was a surprise. I was expecting magic. You got a sword and a stone, sure. And somebody's gonna have to pull it up magically. Yeah. That's just fine. I wasn't expecting as much of a monster movie, but the film also didn't do very well. Even though it's number 6, it cost $175 million to make.
Wow.
And after 2 weekends, they've only made $27 million. So needless to say, the studio is taking a huge dive on this
Warner,
one.
Warner Brothers is going to have to hold a crowdfund me in order to offset the budget on this. So the romance of Camelot has gone by the wayside, sadly.
It's true. And another romance at number 3 coming in was a film called Everything Everything, about a young girl that since birth has been kept inside by a pretty controlling mom. But if she goes outside, she's told that she's going to die. She can't breathe outside air. She has to breathe this filtered air. She falls in love with the boy across the way. They begin texting each other and calling each other, and then ended up taking a trip to Hawaii together. And teenagers they are. And, of course, as you might imagine, that becomes quite physical, which this film seems to want to applaud. And I always find that incredibly problematic. And we gave that one a mere 2 out of 5 for family friendliness. And then lastly, one other film I want to squeeze in.
5 seconds. I don't know if we can. Go ahead.
Okay. Diary of the Wimpy Kid, we gave it a 3, but it's scatological humor from A to Z.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.